Mr. Brian Adams, Can't Stop This Thing. We started with the 1467 at Sunraysia's Feel Good Station for your Friday morning, 18 past 8. Let's find out what's going on in the world of entertainment.
And the Oscar goes to...
It's a shame that this is the last old logo that's ever going to be handed
out. You don't have to answer the question.
I'll answer the question.
I think it's a really complex question.
You never know what you're going to get.
From Celebrity Lane, joining me, it's Jaden Forster. Good morning, Jade.
Good morning.
One of the MasterChef judges taking a local newspaper to court this morning. That's one of the headlines. What's the story here?
Yes, so this is the Scottish-speaking judge on MasterChef, the Australian version of MasterChef, we must make mention, Jock Zonfrillo. He is seeking general and aggravated damages as part of intensive defamation proceedings against the Australian newspaper.
Hey, Jade, are you there?
I am, yes.
Oh, okay, just dropped out for a tick. Sorry, mate, continue on.
Oh, sorry about that. Yeah, sorry, he's taking launched defamation proceedings against the Australian newspaper over a story and a subsequent Facebook post. Back in August, he says that accused him of pretending to offer to help a prawn farm run by Indigenous people in Western Australia in an effort to win an international cooking award in 2018. His lawyers claim that he did no such thing and that he didn't know of the farm until a month after he won the prize. And there's some other claims in the case over government grant money and whatnot, but the main crux of the case relates to that particular article, which, interesting enough, is actually still online. He wants that story taken down. So we'll see what happens with that court case.
A little bizarre, isn't it? Hey, this is something that has kind of slipped under the radar this week, which is quite an eye-opener when I read it this morning. One of the members of the Four Seasons has passed away this week.
He has. The great Tommy DeVito, the guitarist, the baritone singer from the Four Seasons, one of the co-founding members of the Four Seasons, along with Frankie Valli. Sad news trickled through on Tuesday that he had passed away in Las Vegas, Monday US time, at the age of 92, following complications from COVID-19.
It has
been reported that he'd been in hospital for about 3 weeks or so and on a ventilator. So sadly, just another statistic to add to that growing death toll from coronavirus, another person who just didn't pull through in the end.
Yeah, it is really. I mean, we are worldwide, we'll probably reach a million cases over the weekend, currently 985,000. And just another statistic. Don't like to use that word, do you, Jaden? Of course, Four Seasons, one of your favourites and one of the favourites here at River 1467, so very sad indeed. Now, Ellen DeGeneres, she's back in their headlines, and, well, have we spoken about her over the last couple of weeks? I think we have, haven't we?
Just a little bit.
She's had an apology. What do you think of her apology?
Well, I think it sort of missed the mark, to be honest with you. We've spoken about it before. I expected that big grovelling apology, but we didn't really get it. It was very straight, sort of down the line, almost insincere response, some people might say, sort of littered with jokes along the way. I know that's her style of doing things and everything in terms of her opening monologue, but I just don't sort of think it was the right way to go. Credit to her, though, she did take responsibility for what has happened on the show and vowed to make changes. In all reality, she probably had to do that. The big test, though, I think, will come whether she continues to sort of conduct herself in the way that she's described that they will moving forward. And, of course, as well, the ratings. They'll be really, really interesting to see what happens with that over the next few weeks and months.
Yeah, God only knows how that's going to go for her. Anyway, hey, just quickly before we wrap up, Mike Brady performing at the AFL Grand Final. Is this true?
Well, it seems to be the case. It was touted on 3AW earlier in the week that he will be actually performing up there, Kazali, again at the AFL Grand Final, but in Melbourne at the MCG, not at the Gabba, and they're just going to beam that into the broadcast and beam that into the ground at the Gabba. Nothing confirmed, nothing concrete just yet, but I have heard that he sort of doesn't have any intention of flying up to Queensland and quarantining in a hotel for 2 weeks. So I'd probably say you can take that one to the bank.
Yeah. Hey, Jade, great to have you on the show, of course. I mentioned I'm away for 2 weeks, so I'll catch you in 3 weeks. Dave Burrows, he'll catch up with you next week.
No worries. Catch you then.
Thanks so much, Jade. Jaden Forster from Celebrity Lane. It's 23 past 8. All the latest news, sport, weather, not too far away.
Sunraysia, what's your plans from one?